I'd like to make this call on behalf of the people of Papua New Guinea, that the government, in accessing education for the children of this country and the young people, it is only imperative that university and tertiary institutions must expand. Therefore, the government must increase funding for tertiary education through Office of Higher Education or even through the university. They must fund more university spaces. They must fund more tertiary spaces and allow more spaces, more opportunities for young people to continue to further their education and get into specific industry training. That is very important for human resource development of the country.
What kind of impact do you think it will have on Papua New Guinea that only 4,700 students will be funded?
The dilemma is that a lot of grade 12 students this year won't be able to be given spaces at the colleges and the university due to lack of tertiary spaces. To make it even worse, the government has decided to eliminate the 10 and grade 8 examinations, which simply means that all the children in Papua New Guinea will continue to grade 12 education. We are asking the government that whilst the policy provides accessibility to education for all children, we are very concerned that, and we are asking the government to extend the tertiary spaces in order to accommodate the needs of the children to extend their education beyond grade 12 to universities or to go into colleges for specific industry training.
So do you think then that because the students will not have the opportunity to expand their skills, that this could be very bad for their futures and for the future of Papua New Guinea?
Definitely yes. This is a very dangerous trend of development where you are allowing more and more young people to stay out of colleges, out of schools, and then there are serious implications on social environment of the country. There will be more students allowed on the streets of the main towns without jobs, and the social implication is quite negative.
Can you explain some of the social implications associated with high youth unemployment?
Well, what I'm basically saying is that the more young people are left out of available opportunities to further their education or attend colleges, you will have more people on the street walking around without being employed or without being given a formal kind of tertiary training. And you can expect social problems on the street. That is no doubt about that. The government must seriously expand spaces in universities and technical colleges, teachers' colleges and other colleges to cater for the accessible education that has been provided by the government. Otherwise, the social implications is that there will be more and more young people jobless, and that will give rise to social problems in the country.
Will the teachers' union be campaigning for more funding?
Yes. Universities need more funding. Colleges need more funding. The government must provide that funding to expand opportunities at tertiary university and tertiary and college level of studies. If they don't, then definitely there will be serious social implications in terms of employment, unemployment, as well as law and order.